Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, June 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Munsey's Magazine. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to this episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the intriguing realms of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we'll be diving into the world of an iconic publication that played a significant role in American literary and journalistic history, Munsey's Magazine. Munsey's Magazine was more than just a periodical. It was a pioneer in making literature accessible to the ordinary person. Launched in 1889 by Frank A. Munsey, this magazine transformed the landscape of publishing. But what was it about Munsey's Magazine that made it such an influential platform? Let's explore. Frank A. Munsey, the magazine's founder, was originally involved in the telegraph business before turning his sights to publishing. Munsey had a vision to produce a magazine that was both affordable and of high literary quality. He was deeply committed to the idea of getting literature into the hands of as many people as possible. At a time when most magazines cost around 25 cents, Munsey's Magazine was sold for just 10 cents, a pioneering move that drastically broadened its readership. Imagine living in a world where literature and information were luxury items. It's hard for us to envision today with information at our fingertips, but back then, Munsey's strategy was revolutionary. His business model relied on mass circulation rather than high prices to generate profit. Have you ever thought about how accessibility impacts societal literacy and knowledge? Munsey sure did, and he leveraged that understanding to great effect. Not only did Munsey's Magazine offer affordability, but it also presented a variety of content that appealed to a wide audience, from fiction and poetry to articles about science, politics, and culture. The magazine became a staple in American households. It tapped into the growing urban middle class, who were eager for knowledge and entertainment. Let's not forget the role Munsey's played in the emergence of detective and adventure fiction. The magazine published stories by notable authors like Arthur Conan Doyle and Frances Hodgson Burnett, introducing them to an even wider audience. One fascinating piece of trivia is that Munsey's was among the first to publish Sherlock Holmes stories in an American periodical. Think about how much impact this had on American readers who were now more exposed to such captivating narratives. What works published today do you think might still hold such enduring appeal a century from now? Interestingly, Munsey's Magazine wasn't just about what was in its pages, it was also about how those pages reached the public. Frank Munsey was innovative in his approach to distribution, using railroads and newsstands extensively. These methods ensured that the magazine reached small towns and rural areas, not just the urban centers. It's a stark reminder of the importance of distribution networks in the success of media. Does this make you rethink how modern digital distribution models affect what content gets consumed and by whom? Though Munsey's Magazine enjoyed initial success, it had its share of challenges. By the early 20th century, the magazine industry had become fiercely competitive. Munsey himself made some business decisions that were controversial. For instance, he acquired several rival publications and merged them with his own magazines. While this consolidated his empire, it also alienated some of his audience and fellow publishers. It's a cautionary tale of how business moves to expand influence can sometimes backfire. Have you witnessed any modern examples where business consolidation led to more harm than good? The magazine also underwent several transformations in its content and format. Initially focusing heavily on serialized novels and short stories, it later incorporated more journalistic content. It became less about pure entertainment and more about providing insightful commentary on contemporary issues. This evolution is reflective of broader societal shifts. Much like the changing face of today's media, Munsey's Magazine adapted to the times, but not always without friction. How do you perceive the balance between journalistic integrity and evolving reader interests in today's media landscape? Despite its ups and downs, Munsey's magazine managed to continue publication until 1929. By the end of its run, the magazine had imprinted itself firmly in the annals of American publishing history. It had set the stage for the modern magazine industry, proving that high circulation at a low cost could be viable and sustainable. As we conclude this exploration of Munsey's magazine, it's essential to recognize the long-lasting legacy of such pioneering endeavors. Munsey's vision of accessible literature shaped how content could be distributed to the masses, democratizing access to information and entertainment. It's a tradition that continues today in various forms, from online content to ebooks and beyond. What are your thoughts on the evolution of media accessibility? Do you feel we're moving in the right direction, or is there more we need to consider? These are ongoing conversations worth having as we navigate our own journey through the information age. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. I hope you found this dive into Munsey's magazine as fascinating as I did. Be sure to dig deeper into the Wikipedia article for more detailed insights and enrich your understanding of this pivotal publication. Stay curious, and until next time, keep exploring the captivating world of knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Munsey's Magazine. Thanks for listening. See you next time.